This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And then I want you to notice another word here, and this is where I'm going to focus for a few minutes. Verse 25, if we could bring that up. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors." Jesus was talking about the pagans who lord it over other people and yet have the gall to be called benefactors. "I'm doing you a favor, and yet I'm lording it over you." That can happen in all kinds of relationships, where people in companies can have that attitude toward employees. "I'm your benefactor, but I'm going to lord it over you." Most people in our culture today are familiar with the term control freak. I've never understood that for years. I wasn't sure what it meant until I heard a psychologist define it recently. And interestingly enough, he basically gave the same definition of the phrase lording it over people. The psychologist said, "You know you're a control freak if you're interested in two things. You try to control other people's behavior, and you try to dominate other people's thinking." And his question was, do you try to control other people's behavior? Do you try to dominate their thinking? Here's how you will think, because you're going to think like me. Here's what you will do, because you are going to do like me. And his point was, if you and I do that, then he said, "I've got news for you. You're probably a control freak if you're trying to control behavior and control thinking." And interestingly enough, in the Greek language, the phrase "lord it over" has to do with dominating thinking and dominating behavior, the same thing. And you know what Jesus said up to his disciples? "You are not to be like that." You have the word of Jesus Christ himself, who said that may be how people are in the system back 2,000 years ago and even today, but you and I are not to be like that. Let me give you some practical application of that. How many of you are parents? Now, how many of you were or are a parent of a teenager? Have you discovered this yet? You cannot control behavior totally. You cannot. I don't care what you think you control, but you don't. You cannot dominate thinking. You may think you do, but you don't. And sometimes in parental situations, and I'll put myself in the same boat, we think we're going to control behavior, and we can't. Because you can't be with your son or daughter 24/7. We think we can control thinking, but we can't, because we can't put ourselves in their minds and control their thinking. Another area of life that I think is important. Well, before I get to that, I want to talk about the kids thing for just a moment. I really believe, and I think some of you need to write this down, that the most important job of a parent, and not many psychologists will tell you this, but the most important job of a parent is to be an intercessor for your child. The most important job of a mother or father is to be an intercessor. You say, "What do you mean?" I think I know what it means, but what do you mean, Randy? It means to intercede to the Father on behalf of your son or daughter. I don't care how young they are. I don't care how old they are. I don't care what they're into or what they're not into. Your most important task is to be an intercessor, to pray on behalf. You actually, according to one counselor, you go to war on behalf of your child every time you pray for them. Would you listen to that again? What a powerful thought. You go to war for your child every time you pray for them. You're involved in spiritual warfare when you lift up your son or your daughter to the Lord and say, "Lord, I have this concern about them." And that is going to accomplish more than all the control behavior activity and the control of the thinking activity that you and I can mete out. Because what we do is say, "I'm going to be their intercessor."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.